Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here in Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out working on the Third Watch right now, thank you very much for what you're doing, keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers. Husbands and wives out there running the team trucks back and forth coast to coast, border to border. And let's not forget about our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center drivers, too, getting the packages and the letters and all that delivered to where it needs to be. And, of course, we got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And we also have our Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers chiming in. Appreciate them very much. You can also go over to Facebook, to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Find us over there. Like the page and start to follow it. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Gets you into all those different pages. Okay, now, don't forget the website for the show is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see if you can get yourself a front row seat. All right, in the meantime, we have Denise Simon, founderscode.com, right here with us on the Radidio, and good morning to you. Whoop. There you go. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, yep, and yep. Okay, gang, they're going to go inside because they're getting a little bit cold. And by the way, it is a little bit nippy outside because the temperature's been dropping all night. It's down to, let's see, where's my temperature? Down to 48 on one thermometer, and on the other thermometer, it's, 46. So take your pick.
Yeah, no, it's not warm.
Nope. All righty, are you ready to say the pledge? We'll warm it up.
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see. We talked during the break, and we have one story that's kind of just jumping out at us, so have at it.
Well, we have SEIU,
yep,
which is a fairly sizable union, and the teachers' union,
yep,
in Los Angeles, about to go on strike. They voted to go on strike because there was no deal. They're looking for a raise in pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working conditions. They don't like their working conditions. So it's allegedly a three-day strike. It'll affect 400,000 students. I think somewhere between 20 and 30,000 teachers, and then school building workers, such as cafeterias and janitors and that kind of thing. So, yeah, another hit for those people living in Los Angeles. So it's going to hurt, you know, obviously parents that have got to make some colossal adjustments to their schedule while their children are no longer in the classroom. So they've been working at it for weeks, no deal. So they're on, gone on strike allegedly today through the 23rd.
Why am I not surprised that the teachers
exactly.
would be going on strike?
Exactly.
Jeez. Yeah, because I think Randy Weisgarten's been in the middle of all that, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I wish them luck, but in most cases, when you take a look at what's going on, all they're doing is causing things to go up on the other, you know, whoever it is that's paying the bills and the homes and all that. That's all they're doing is causing things to go up even higher, but what do I know?
Well, I mean, you know, California is losing Californians.
Sure.
And with that, they're losing revenue, the tax base, they're losing businesses and whatnot. So
yep.
I think the state is about, what is it, somewhere around $30 billion in debt.
I think so.
And there's no signal that that's going to get any better anytime soon at all. So California is California.
Yep. Well, of course, you got woke officials that are all over the place, and they don't seem to be picking up on much of anything, including the collapse of Silicon Valley, the bank there, because they had plenty of warning. People knew it was going to happen, and the regulators just walked right on by it.
Well, interestingly enough, I haven't taken a look at it, but even the Department of Justice was looking at SVB
right.
for a couple of weeks prior to its collapse.
Yep.
So what was the Department of Justice doing exactly? And who did they talk to? And what were they looking at? So, yeah.
Putting together a criminal case, I think.
I doubt it.
No, you don't think they got a case they were putting together? All right.
No, they don't prosecute the right people.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday. And with that, I'm going to play where I'm going to be today at lunchtime from 11:30 to 1:30. Here you go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yes, you will. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, you can do a couple of things with Geico. You can go over to their website, geico.com, and get a rate quote right there for whatever it is you're driving. And maybe you might want to see if you could, if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV, if they'll cover that for you, too. If so, you bundle it all together, save some money. But where you really save the money is when you put your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance, or get this, your condo insurance there on that policy, and you will save a lot of money for sure. Now, two ways to do it. The website, get a quote right there, right off the website, or ask them at the website who your local agent is and go see the agent and make an appointment and sit down with them, see what they have to say. Either way, you'll get an answer to your question. Geico, GEICO.com. That's Geico, GEICO.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, I'm telling you. It's going to be gorgeous today, finally, right?
Oh, it was pretty yesterday, just a little chilly.
Yeah. Well, it's a little chilly at the moment, but it's going to warm up very quickly, I do believe. You know, a ceasefire proposal could come out of the meeting between Chinese President Xi and Russian President Putin. But Ukraine and their president, Zelensky, won't agree to it. So we're hearing, says the former National Security Council Chief of Staff, namely Matt, or Fred Flett, rather.
Fred Fleiss.
All right. I spelled his name wrong, so I couldn't pronounce it. What do you think is going to come out of that?
Well, I don't think really Putin wants one. I mean, China is going to, you know, kind of put it out there because they want to look like the big arbiter and the country of power across the globe, but a ceasefire is one thing, but then what do you gain with that? What happens during the ceasefire? You know, they keep wanting Ukraine to give up territory. Why in the world would Ukraine give up territory? You know, how about ceasefire includes Russia leaving all of eastern Ukraine and Crimea? Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a ridiculous situation that we're in here, because now you've got every rogue leader, every rogue country that have kind of mobilized together against the West.
Right.
And certainly against NATO. And what is our president doing? Well, he's hosting comedians at the White House, TV comedians. Yeah. You know, so there's just nobody that's serious about any of this. And I would, at the White House, and I would also include his National Security Council and the Pentagon. You know, listening to Admiral Kirby yesterday give a briefing from the White House press room, you know, he was asked if Biden is going to pick up the phone and have a conversation with President Xi or Putin. He goes, well, we have nothing on the schedule, you know, but reporters said, well, why not? Well, you know, we will pick the topics and the time of our choosing and when things are right. Mm. You know, that's just not the way things are supposed to operate. We're supposed to take the lead in things. Pick up the phone and call Xi and call Putin and call, you know, your National Security Council people together and develop some kind of plan. Let's get this thing over with. But, you know, we got a president that's just missing in action. And I would also say the Pentagon's missing in action, as the National Security Council.
Well,
so tomorrow's going to look like today.
Well, that's true. But that's what we've got with this bunch that can't shoot straight, I guess.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And don't want to. They virtually just don't want to. They're just going to say, you know, we're not going to be in the lead anymore. Europe, you take over. Well, Europe has never been in the lead of anything, including it. And Europe is led by Germany, which is, in my opinion, completely leaderless. So now the pressure falls on Poland. Go figure.
Yeah. Wow. Double wow, actually. Well, I don't know what we can do about it except just...
All we can do is wait.
Yeah. Now, Macron, the French president, and his government managed to survive another no-confidence motion that came out yesterday. He's in trouble in this country.
Right. Well, he is. Financially, the country's in trouble, and so they were going to raise their retirement, their equivalent of Social Security, from age 62 to 64. And the voters in France voted against it, so he decided he was going to take executive action. And so he put that in place. So that's why you have these colossal protests going on in France. You know, that these people are angry about it. I don't know that they're as much angry about having it go from 62 to 64 as much as they are about Macron not managing financially his country. So they had a vote of no confidence, and somehow he survived it.
Wow. Wow. Okay, well, we'll see, because they might have another one by the sounds of it here. Russia's secret mobilization has now included mobilizing 400,000 new troops.
Now, do you believe any of that? Because I don't.
No, I believe they've mobilized troops, but not 400,000.
I don't even believe they're now conscripting women.
Right.
So that tells you that the man's in trouble. Plus, the Wagner Group, which is his, you know, they're the contracted, privatized militia, if you will,
right,
owned by one of his oligarchs. They're losing people left and right. in this conflict. They're dying. I mean, they're dying on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And so the oligarch, whose name I can't pronounce and haven't even tried, Pierre Grosin, I guess, something close to that. Anyway, he is in a argument slash fight with Putin himself. So things are not going well inside the Kremlin, inside Putin's circle. So what is he doing? Okay, well, I guess I'll go elsewhere. So he's decided that he's going to grab onto the shirt tails of President Xi. And, you know, Putin is subservient to China, which puts the rest of the world in a bad spot. And here's the interesting thing, because I think it was yesterday that Biden actually signed the bill that declassifies the COVID documents.
Right.
And this one's going to be very interesting because it has everything to do with China. But I think that the way that the White House responded was, we will declassify as much as we can, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it comes with some kind of a stipulation. But Senator Josh Hawley, he's going to continue to be a pit bull on this one. And you know, the United States is in a good position to corner China on all things COVID and Wuhan lab, sort of, because now we have a situation here that Fauci and what was actually being paid between EcoHealth and Fauci, National Institute of Health, into the Wuhan lab. So the United States could be a little bit more culpable or guilty in all of this than we think we are. So we're in a good place, and then we're not in a good place. But that one is a chance if the Republicans in the Senate side handle this thing right, they could be really boxing China into the corner where they need to be. So we'll necessarily see. Interestingly enough, this White House doesn't have any interest in doing any of that, and they should.
Wow. All right. To be continued. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and stay warm.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon. And it is going to warm up today, folks, so that'll be a blessing in disguise, but holy smokes. You talk about some rotten weather here for the last two or three mornings. We've been in it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. A witness in the former President Trump Stormy Daniels case says the key witness against Trump is a liar. On Monday, Bob Costello, a one-time legal advisor to former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, said Cohen is a known perjurer.
I've listened to Michael Cohen stand in front of the courthouse and say things that are directly contrary to what he said to us. My obligation is to bring the truth to both the district attorney and to Trump's lawyers. That's exactly what I did.
Meantime, Cohen claims Trump reimbursed him for hush money payments to Daniels during the 2016 campaign to keep the adult film actress from exposing an alleged affair she had with Trump. Actor and filmmaker Jordan Peele's next project now has a release date. It's coming out on Christmas Day, 2024. However, there is not an official name yet, as Universal Pictures only calls it Untitled Fourth Film Directed by Jordan Peele. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. On this edition of the Military Veterans News, is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it was roughly 20 years ago when the war in Iraq started, and the celebrations for that, if you want to call them that, the remembrances, that's a better word, are going on right now because it affected a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Now, it cost nearly 500,000 lives altogether. Nearly $3 trillion was spent on the Iraq War. And the U.S. military is about to surpass 20 years since invading Iraq, a war that's cost more than 500,000 lives, nearly $1.8 trillion, according to a report released yesterday. Now, that report could be as high as $3 trillion. And remember, the way we left Iraq was not the way that we might have wanted to. And then there's Afghanistan. We haven't even talked about that yet. But according to The Hill, The Senate votes will be processed with a repeal of the authorization for the Iraq Gulf Wars. Now, the Senate voted 68-27 to advance legislation that would repeal two war authorizations against Iraq, both of which currently remain on the books long after the conflicts have ended, as now Iraq is considered a strategic partner, no longer a place that we have to defend. Although that's got a life of its own if you want to go there. And, of course, the wars in Iraq and Syria cost 500,000 lives and a report of about $3 trillion. Now, this is just the initial stages of what we're seeing here, because the cost of war and the project predicted the dollar amount would swell to $2.83 trillion by 2050 when factoring in the cost of caring for veterans of the Iraq War and subsequent operations in Iraq and Syria to counter ISIS, because we're still there in Syria right now. Now, there is a Pentagon video. It shows the Russian jet dumping full of fuel on a U.S. drone, and then it shows the propeller being bent after a pass made by the Russian plane, but it doesn't show the plane actually doing the bending. One would have to assume, though, that the pilot didn't get out there with a wrench and do it. Just kidding. Just kidding. So, the other thing we've found out in the past couple of days is there's a higher cancer rate now being found in military pilots and ground crews, as a new study that the Pentagon has been doing has found alarmingly higher rates of cancer amongst aviators than the U.S. general population. And it has further reviews planned to see what they can try to figure out and do about it. Now, Slovakia is going to transfer 13 MiG 29s to Ukraine after Poland gave 4. That'll be a total of 17 that they'll be getting their hands on, which should help them greatly with what they want to try to do to stop the offensive in eastern Ukraine. Hopefully they'll be able to do it. And, of course, North Korea just won't let up. They just won't let up. There was another missile launch by North Korea's third round of weapons tests since the U.S. and South Korea militias began their joint military drills this week. And they fired one downrange right almost smack dab in the middle of where the South Korean drills were going on with the U.S. Not very smart. What happens if you hit something? Well, I guess Kim really doesn't care, but that's okay. Now it's official. The Army has issued a directive that exempts soldiers who score a 540 or higher on the Army Combat Fitness Test from body fat assessment. So they're changing things the way they operate and helping people out that are doing what they're supposed to be doing when it comes to their weight and whatnot. Remember the shock and awe of the military? Remember Baghdad and the shock and awe? Well, shock and awe now would have to be defined by aging jets and new tactics, because it wouldn't be the same as what we had. Those days are pretty much gone. But it was a heck of a thing to watch when they did it, because all the cameras were fixated on what was going to happen next. By the way, military women who served in Iraq in the conflict, more than 100 women have died as a result of Operation Iraqi Freedom, the largest loss of uniformed women since World War II. The campaign that began 20 years ago this week with the operations commencing after March 20th. And I know a gal that served in Iraq. She was the first Marine veteran in combat. Proud to call her a friend. And many of you know her. Her name is Kat. We call her Kat in the Hat. And she comes to a lot of our different events. So we're always happy to see her. Her husband's also a Vietnam vet. So the two of them are both veterans, and that's really, you know, that's a novelty all by itself. And let's not forget that the Pentagon has now chosen Australia and a firm there to build the hypersonic test aircraft that we're going to be flying around to test our hypersonic missiles with. That could get interesting real quick. But we'll wait and we'll see what happens. That's all you can do. Ukraine and their forces running out of shells, running out of ammo. Russian forces are spearheading the infamous Wagner private military group, steadily wearing down the last holdouts in the city of Bakhmut. But the Ukrainians aren't giving up. As a matter of fact, they're probably digging in with more resolve from what it sounds like and looks like every time you turn around. But the Russians don't have it easy either. They're at the end of their supply lines, and they need to get more beans and bullets and stuff, or they're going to be in big trouble. And some units may be already because they're cut off from the supply lines. So we'll see what happens. That's one way for sure to wind up getting some extra rations and whatnot. Because you can intersect, if you can grab a hold of that shipment that's coming through, those supply trucks, those motor transport trains, then you got some. Then you got something. I'm sure that they're thinking about that already. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means that the Watchdog on Wall Street will be coming back here. We got a couple of interesting things to bring up to him when we come back. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along on your overnight radio dial, and I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual,
ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yes, you will, and I look forward to meeting many of you today. From 11:30 to 1:30 to Mission Barbecue on West Waters, right off the Veterans Expressway at the north end of the airport. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura store and the dealership. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, the great thing about it is the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're retired or whether or not you're alive and on duty. And by that, I mean EMS and firefighters and police, as well as, of course, church pastors, too. You get afforded a great opportunity to save some money. And all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you, and that way they'll know you heard me talking about you. That's Moss Family Automotive up on North Florida. Now, you can also get the great program they have for your vehicle where you have peace of mind going up and down the highway with Moss Care. Free oil changes, free tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. That's a no-brainer to me, getting that taken care of. Then you don't have to worry about it. Like I say to me, that's a no-brainer. All right, well, let's go back over to the telephone line. Let's pick up the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
What's the weather like, first of all?
It was sunny yesterday, but cold.
Okay.
March. There's nothing good in March.
Yeah, but it's going to warm up again down here anyway. We're going to have temperatures in the 80s by tomorrow.
That's, so. Yeah, that's either. We still got some time before that.
All right. Well, moving along here, we know that up there in New York, the street barricades have been unloaded. They've been set up. The police and the district attorney's office has done everything they can to try to get ready for whatever it is may or may not happen. Again, they brought all of this on themselves, in my opinion. But when you hear Trump and you hear him telling people to protest, how do you take that? I mean, what are you supposed to mean when he says that?
I wouldn't be recommending that after what had happened by any stretch of the imagination. But again, I'm not Donald Trump. I'd handle things a hell of a lot differently than he did. I talked about this yesterday on my show. A lot of big time Trump supporters would be upset about what's going on and the Stormy Daniels and all of these things. And there's no doubt they're right. There's no doubt that this, you know, is politics. You got the Manhattan district attorney. He doesn't want to be Manhattan district attorney. He wants to move up the political ladder.
Right.
That's what district attorneys want to do. You can go back to Elliot Spitzer in New York and worked his way up to being governor. And he wanted to be president until he decided to start sleeping with, hookers that he was also prosecuting on the side.
Right.
But, you know, this is what attorney generals want. And somebody made a phone call to Alvin Bragg and said, this is what you need to do. You know, we need a distraction, and it's worked. I mean, well, that was all the cover of Drudge. That's all he's talking about. Many of the major outlets here in this country, that's all they want to discuss. There's other major issues happening in the world that we should be paying much closer attention to, whether it be the meeting between Putin and Xi Jinping, whether it be what's happening between the Ukraine and Russia, whether it be the banking crisis. But no, we're going to keep our minds and our eyes on this nonsense. However, with that being said, you know, all the people, oh, Trump's being persecuted, this, that, and the next thing.
Right.
I'm a big believer in personal responsibility, Captain, and this is what I teach, you know, people in my program. It's what I teach my kids. In life, you own everything that happens to you, good or bad.
Sure.
The reality of the situation, Trump wouldn't be in this position today if he didn't decide to cheat on his wife with a porn star. Period. The end.
Yep.
Wouldn't be going on. Okay. So you can make all the excuses, and this is unfair, and you're right. But when you make poor decisions in life, in some way, shape, matter, or form, they're going to come right back around, and they're going to get it. And that's the way it is.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You have choices in life, and some of them you make are good, and some of them you make are horrible, and he made a horrible one in this case.
And you know, the reality is God works in funny ways. Sometimes bad decisions follow you around.
Yep.
And life may not always be fair when it comes to that. But again, you know, if I was Donald Trump, I'd come out and I'd say, you know, this is, you know, truly embarrassing. I'm humbled by the entire thing. Take a different tact. You know, it's silly at this point in time. And I feel bad for is his wife.
Yeah, exactly. Now, something that happened yesterday that was kind of out of the mainstream, but it was still in the newspaper. A Boston public school raised the eyebrows of parents when it asked middle schoolers to take a risk behavioral survey that included questions about sex and transgenderism. Asking them a little young, aren't they?
What was the grade?
It was elementary school.
This is on parents. You got to be paying attention to what's going on in school. I mean, but the reality is my kids would be yanked out of that place faster than you can say boo.
Sure.
Enjoying the younger ages with your kids is a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, elementary school should be nothing but superheroes and Dora the Explorer and Disney and all these things that kids should be focused on, not all of this other nonsense. Let them enjoy their youth, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you for a second. And, of course, China right now is putting pressure on Kiev, trying to get them to come to the table because Zelensky says he doesn't want to talk, and China and Russia apparently have already worked out some sort of a deal, whatever the deal might happen to be.
I don't know what deal it could have possibly worked out. It's got a major issue. I don't think that China's going to take a step and start sending weapons Russia's way. You know, China had a deal for a ceasefire, but the ceasefire doesn't call for Russia pulling out, which would be a massive tactical blunder on behalf of the Ukrainians. You don't want to do that. Let them dig back in. So again, I don't know where it's going to go. I was under the impression that Zelensky and Xi Jinping were going to be speaking over the next day or two.
They are.
Okay. Thanks. It's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they are. And he apparently is bringing up the rear.
There's a lot of rhetoric flying around. But you know, they're saying you got to know where your bread is buttered. China need us. A hell of a lot more than they're going to ever get anything out of Russia.
Right.
That's just the reality of the situation. Yeah, Russia's economy is nothing. Okay, it's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
They need us a lot more than they need Russia.
You are right, and of course we'll see what happens because as you know, right now China and Russia are meeting right now.
Yes.
Yep. So we'll see where that goes. Haven't really heard anything resilient out of there yet, but then again, I didn't think I would.
Well, it's difficult to find. Like I said, our focus is on the wrong things here in this country. Go to cover drugs right now. First 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stories, 2 major headlines, mugshot ready, grand jury. There's not more important things going on in our country, going on in the world. There is. But yeah, that's the media for you. They like you focusing on the things that are not important.
So when are you going back to Miami Beach now if they're tearing up the city again and they decided to set their spring break back to the way it was?
Good for them. I mean, I'd be the same way. I don't know why you'd want to have, unruly people ripping up your town. I mean, it's not like that place doesn't make enough money as it is. And in fact, I'm sure that you're probably deterring the people that actually really spend big bucks from coming down at that point in time because they don't want to deal with that nonsense.
Oh, sure.
So, smart move by Miami.
Yeah, sure. I totally get that and understand why they're doing what they're doing. All right, well, let's see here. I got the music just starting to creep up in my ear. You stay out of trouble up there if you can. I know it's going to be a little chilly, so maybe the temperature will warm up eventually and you'll be running around again.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out. See all the great things that he has to offer. And I'll be right back with more.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and a...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.